This time of year, March Madness thrusts basketball into the spotlight across the U.S. But in Southeast Alaska, fans are focused a little closer to home. As part of our ongoing series looking at culture in Alaska, we visited the Juneau Lions Club 67th Annual Gold Medal Tournament. Teams from Sitka, Metlakatla, Juneau, Hoonah, Wrangell, Angoon, Klukwan, Yakutat, Cake, Haines, and Heidelberg competed against each other. And as contributor Scott Burton found, they play as much for the community as for the game.
It's a Wednesday afternoon, and the Juneau Douglas High School gymnasium is full. In Division C, roughly ages 32 through 42, 7-year defending champ Cake is playing Heidelberg. Tournament co-chair and player Edward Koch from Klukwan says it's for more than just the basketball.
They come back every year so they could meet their friends from other communities because it's so hard for people to travel around in Southeast. Some of them come and barter with each other for native foods. We have a lot of people that are out in the common selling their beadwork. They reminisce about old times, the old timers do, and the younger ones watch and say, I'm going to be like them when I get older.
Koch guesses that 95% of the players are Alaska Native. It's all about the economics.
Since it's a fundraiser, the communities with the biggest crowds are the ones that get invited because we need the crowd to come in, and that's how we get our money to give to other people.
And when a team from a village plays, much of the village comes with them.
A long time ago in the villages, there really wasn't a lot to do, but they had A&B and A&S camps, so they built big halls, and they used the halls as gymnasiums. And that's where people gathered to burn some energy, and they just got to be real competitive in basketball, and they used to take seine boats from village to village so they can compete.
One of the guys who used to take a seine boat to play is Hall of Famer William Bean. He's on the top bleacher of the Cake cheering section. He's watching his son, point guard Rudy Bean.
All the old timers say Rudy plays exactly like his dad, and I take that as a real good compliment because he'll run up 50 points if you let him.
William's wife, Lucille, is holding their grandson, Rudy's 2-year-old son, Isaiah, who is evidently already dribbling and shooting. William won his first championship in 1966 and watches the game intently. Cake's 7-year reigning championship status is being threatened by a highly competitive Heidelberg. The play is intense, but so is the sportsmanship. Many opposing players help each other off the floor and shake hands after fouls.
Interplay between the different towns and the competition, trying to outdo one another by playing the game of basketball is a lot of fun.
As a Hall of Famer, he's given a lot of himself to the game, but he says it's taught him too.
It got me to realize that as you live your life, just like the game of basketball, people are watching you. And so when we play, I tell my boy, you know, you're playing in front of people, it's showtime. You gotta conduct yourself like it in such a manner as you're entertaining the people. So train hard, be a good athlete, and the people will enjoy watching you.
And that's become as much a part of the culture in Southeast as anything else. Despite some valiant efforts by Cake, Heidelberg wins comfortably. Unfortunately for Cake and Rudy, their reign comes to an end. Heidelberg's Hall of Fame center, Sid Edenshaw, gives credit to some young new speed on his team and humbly ignores his own part in the win.
Well, of course, it keeps me in good health, and that helps. But I made a lot of friends up in the northern communities, and just to come up here and get together and see friends from since 1983. I got a ton of friends here from all the villages.
Friends, good health, community, and competition. All to raise money for those in need. Sounds like a good game. For APRN, I'm Scott Burton in Juneau.
Heidelberg C lost to Hoonah in Saturday night's championship game. Angoon won Division B, and Klukwan won the Masters Division. Our series on culture in Alaska is sponsored by the Alaska Humanities Forum.